BlakeRadio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
I'm Sonny Morello.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratus action is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
You see them now, John. Can't you hear them singing? Can't you hear them singing with me? Brothers and sisters, he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
Covering all the latest in the WWE.
Oh, did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
And TNA.
A lot of people around here, well, they consider us a bad influence. And you know what? We're good with that.
Well, not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. An influence, as in we are the straws that stir the drink. We're in the position where the ladies want to see us and the fellas want to be us. They want what we have. They want to be where we are. And they're green with envy, just like my drink of choice.
With your host,
sing with me, children.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Thank goodness for my believers. They have truly been the wind beneath my wings.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. That's right, YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your wrestling action figure needs. And, well, you may want to go tomorrow because he's putting a new review up tomorrow. Just saying. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my producer slash co-host slash general handyman, Sir Rockin.
General handyman. Okay, I like that. And, live on the WWE Network right now, they're doing the post show, and Bailey has a sad, and well, Charlotte just came out, so we're gonna get into NXT Takeover later. But you know, there you go.
Bailey, honey, you have nothing to be sad about.
Mm-mm.
You did the thing, okay? You did the thing, and you were awesome when you did the thing, and we're gonna be talking about the thing later. We have a lot to get into tonight.
Oh, I love Bailey. Yeah, we have a lot to get into tonight. It's a little ADD time right now with a live feed on.
There's the recap, or there's the post show for NXT Takeover going on right now. If you're an American football fan, currently Baltimore and Pittsburgh are duking it out, where Baltimore is up 10-3 with about 12 minutes left in the third quarter. And I can't tell who has the ball. I think it's Pittsburgh right now. So, yeah, lots of ADD. So, you know, we're just going to kind of jump into it because we have news. We have, you know, we're talking about NXT TakeOver later in the show. And, oh, yeah, we have WWE Diva Eva Marie. You know, just another day.
It's just another day in the life of the Rack. Yeah, WWE Diva, star of Total Divas, Eva Marie, is on the show tonight, which, you know, doesn't happen every so often, but hey, she's here. We got a lot to talk to her about, and you'll hear that coming up in just a little while.
Yes, but before we get to there, we have our question of the night.
Who are you looking forward to seeing as the, who are you most excited to see from the recent signings in NXT, whether it be Kenta, Kevin Steen, or even Prince Devitt? Who are you most excited to see? We will talk about that later in the program when we get to NXT, because holy crap, was there a debut tonight?
Yes, there was. But, well, before we get there, we We have one more stop because, well, as we teased, if you saw it, we have a big, big announcement for you guys. We just keep the surprises coming. Do we have a drum roll? Can we have a drum roll?
Give me a minute. I can pull up it.
Yeah, pull up the drum roll. We need the drum roll. We're so professional. Can you tell?
Could someone then say, oh, hey, you might want to get a drum roll ready for this show?
Dude, I sent it through the brain. Did you not get it?
The brain is tired at the moment. I told you. I was spent. I needed a second. I needed to recover, you know, that sort of thing. We just went through 2 hours of NXT TakeOver, so, you know, the brain gets tired just a little bit. But now we have a drum roll one. You ready? Ready?
Ready. We have a giveaway!
Hot damn!
That's right, courtesy of DK Publishing and the wonderful Brian Shields, who, incidentally, we are going to be talking to on next week's show, all about the release of his brand new book. He is providing us a copy, which is 30 Years of WrestleMania.
Yeah, his brand new book, which is available this Monday, September 15th, at fine bookstores everywhere, WWEShop.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all that fun stuff. Brian Shields and the folks at DK Publishing will be giving away the book. It's not coming to us, it's going directly to you. All you have to do is, well, win a contest of sorts.
That's right. We'll tell all the people about it.
So basically, you know what we do. If you're new to this program, well, what took you so long to come and join us? But every month for all the WWE Live special events or pay-per-views as they once were known, we do something called WTR Pick'em Challenge. Simple. You pick the matches. Whoever gets the most correctly wins. Simple. That's how you can win the copy of 30 Years of WrestleMania. It's domestic only, as far as we know. At this point, if anything changes, we'll let you know.
Yes, we will let you know, but for right now...
For right now, it's domestic and probably Canada, I think. Is that right?
Because this is on DK, we're not sure. We're going to have to clarify that with Brian, because like Rock said, we're not the ones sending the book. It is going to be DK Publishing, so we will clarify with that with Brian when we speak with him on Monday.
Yeah, keep
up. And we will let y'all know. So watch the Facebook, watch the Twitters.
Watch at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook, on Twitter, and at Facebook.com. So Wild Talk Radio Network will keep you up to date. There, it's simple. All you got to do is enter the Pick'em Challenge. It's not just bragging rights. This time, you get to win something. It's awesome. 30 Years of WrestleMania, brand new book from best-selling author Brian Shields. Here's how you enter. Simply tweet your predictions to at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. There'll be a post there. There'll be a post on WildTalkRadio.com. You can email your picks to media@WildTalkRadio.com. There are going to be tiebreakers involved as well, so there'll be questions there that you have to answer, not just make straightforward picks. So again, follow us on the Facebooks and the Twitters. You get all the contest rules. There'll be a big old link, big old graphic. You'll find out, and we'll keep you updated all week long. You can do it live in the chat, too, during the rack, during Wrestle Talk Radio, and during CB Radio. Picks will be in by September 17th at... What's Sunday's date? The 21st. The 21st. I'm trying to think ahead. Just, you know, the 21st.
We're so professional here. Can you
I have a whole thing I could have opened up. The 21st. September 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's when we'll have picks finalized and in.
Yes. And no changing your picks once the show starts. Just pointing that out.
That's why 5 p.m. is the deadline. Got to get all the picks, all the tiebreakers in for you to be eligible for all that. There you go.
And are hosts eligible?
No.
No. Okay.
Neither is
our... Throwing that out there.
No hosts are eligible. Neither is our highly underpaid intern. I think he called himself sort of an intern today. Intern / card player is not eligible to win as well.
He's at least a personal assistant.
I like the personal assistant because I told him if he was an intern, I would have to get him to sing the monotunes. And I don't think he wants to do that. So we'll call him our personal assistant.
Well, we could get him to be all funky with someone, and then he could be an intern. I'm sure Tim would like that.
Oh, if they want to be intern, he can be Tim's intern if he really, really wants to.
He's going to kill us. We love you, King Kittens. We love you.
So, yeah. So yeah, there you go. That's how you enter. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be completely awesome, so just stay tuned and definitely tune in next week, because again, we are talking to Brian Shields. It's the second half of the interview regarding the 30 years of WrestleMania, and I can't wait to see what he has to say, because we're probably also going to be talking SummerSlam, Night of Champions, all that good fun stuff. So you don't want to miss next week's show. But now, I say we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com. Go there for all your news needs. And I think we honestly have to start with the biggest story of the week, which sadly is a downer, and we hate to do this to you guys. We don't like to lead with these kinds of stories, but unfortunately this is some of the biggest news that broke, and that is that former WWE and WCW star Sean O'Hare has sadly passed away at the age of 43.
43, you're on point.
I'm on point? Okay. I just want to make sure. I never get anything right, so. You know, massive condolences to his family. He was a local Georgia boy, so you never want to hear that somebody local has passed away, but it's an unfortunate thing and it happens. So condolences to his friends, to his family, in this very hard time.
Yeah, I second what she had to say. It's sad when news like this breaks, and you just hope people in certain situations seek help before the tragic ending to life.
Yes. Yes. If you know the details, we are not going to get into the details. We're not going to talk about it out of respect to his family, because we've seen everything go everywhere. It went all over the news. It was on Yahoo. It was on TMZ. A lot of major news sites picked it up.
And sometimes they give a little bit too many details, and we're trying to stay away from that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I went through a similar experience with a family friend. Not going to get into that. Don't want to talk about it here. But yeah, so out of respect to him, we're not going to talk about it. But if you're struggling, if you're seeking problems, please seek help. Please.
Yes.
Please seek help.
Please
because
do.
We love you, and we don't want anything to happen to you, so serious moment here on the rack.
If I may be serious for a minute.
From Calgary.
Dramatic pause.
Alberta.
Canada.
Which is covered in snow, isn't it?
It was for a couple days at least.
So, again, massive condolences to Sean O'Hare's family, and I hope they get through this hard time.
Yeah.
So, moving on.
Taking the hard left back into some other news.
Yeah, now we're taking a hard left back into shenanigans. Because, no offense, those are a lot more fun to talk about. Some of the other big news kind of coming out is obviously, well, the ratings for Total Divas, which it had a record-breaking debut for Season 3. It saw higher numbers than Season 1 and Season 2 for its debut. So, very, very good news for the show, and rightfully so, because you watched last week's show, oh my goodness gracious.
Shenanigans aplenty in that one. Yeah, Total Divas kicked off its third season premiere with a pop on Sunday, September 7th, delivering over 1.2 million total views. The series was up 15% and 17% respectively versus the season 2 premiere. So there you go. It was also the highest rated third season premiere in more than 3 years. The most watched e-season 3 premiere in more than 3 years.
So congratulations to WWE. Congratulations to the Total Divas cast. A very good job. Well done for you. And I hope the trend continues.
Same here. And when it comes to the Rack Extra, that will be available next week for episode 1. And we'll also have episode 2, both available next week on Rack Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com.
Yes, we're running a little bit behind on that. Sorry. DVR issues. Sorry.
So, yes, that will be coming your way next week, just passing along. And plus, we got Eva Marie coming up here in just a little while. She'll talk about Season 3 here in a few minutes.
Yes, she will. We had a lot of fun talking to her.
Yes, we did.
But speaking of things that, well, might be coming our way, it seems SmackDown isn't moving, at least just not yet.
Yeah, apparently. couple weeks ago, we reported that SmackDown was on its way to Thursday nights, and we'd be in for a format change here on the rack. But it's not to be, as SmackDown and Sci-Fi are staying on Friday nights. We first reported on Sci-Fi's website that SmackDown was moving to Thursdays in October, when you looked at the schedule. But then they decided late last week that let's make a change. And that's keep SmackDown on Fridays, moving Haven to 8. And Spartacus, I believe, is the other show, from Fridays back to Thursdays to follow Haven. That's sort of the deal there.
Yes, so no format change for us. Yay!
Thankfully.
Thankfully, yes. So happy about that. We like watching NXT. We like covering NXT. So it's like when they said, oh, SmackDown's moving to Thursdays. It's like, but I want to watch NXT.
Yeah. Haven is now on at 8 p.m. on Thursday. It premiered tonight, by the way, for those wondering, 8 p.m. on Sci-Fi.
Yes, so tune into Haven because it has Edge. It's awesome.
Yes, yes it does.
But, well, some things that kind of aren't awesome. WWE and Punk seem to be not quite finished with each other in terms of stuff. As we reported a couple months ago now, Punk's contract has expired with WWE. He's no longer with them. He's free to go off and do his own thing. Quick football update. Baltimore just scored, so it's now 16-6 with Baltimore in the lead. They're still in the third quarter. Back to you. No.
And now with weather.
So Punk, he's done. He's free. He's watching The Walking Dead with AJ. He's good, except for one insanely tiny thing, and that is his royalties with WWE concerning his merchandise and also with the upcoming 2K15 video game.
Yeah, him and his lawyers have sent a letter. They want their royalties. They want the money. They sent like a 22-page letter to WWE. Wow, Tyson, fact is what he's saying right now. Yeah,
where's the sounder? Get the sounder!
We'll have the sounder ready for later. So, anyway, where were we? Oh yeah, CM Punk. So, he was basically trying to get his royalties and say stop payment, and he's trying to possibly could hold up the release of WWE 2K14. No, 15. No lawsuit has been filed yet, and there probably won't be one, so that's a good thing. But on WWE's end, they're like, you want to come after us, so here's what we're going to do to your merch.
Yeah, they cut it like 95% for what's still up. The rest of it's been pulled down pretty much. There's a very, very limited selection. I think it's like a t-shirt, some armbands, and his DVD, and that's it. So if you want the CM Punk DVD and you want it for cheap, go to WWE shop right now because it's like $2.
Yeah, and they've already sold out of the Blu-ray copy of it, so...
Yeah, so they're getting rid of it fast. But this is kind of an interesting situation because, as we all know, Punk now famously walked out of the company and basically told Vince McMahon to kiss his derriere.
Uh-huh.
So it's interesting that they sent this letter because if Punk walked out, he's in breach of contract. And I think at that point, WWE is not obligated to pay him anything because he's in breach of contract.
It all depends. See, here's again, this is all depends on language. Did he retire or did he breach?
Right. It all depends on what he told Vince McMahon the night that he left, because if he retired that night and he said, that's it, I'm done, I'm retiring, and he informed the company formally that he is retired, then he's owed the money. And that's the sticky situation, is nobody knows when Punk indicated that he was retired to WWE, because as far as anybody's heard, there was no communication for months between Punk and the WWE.
Now, did he retire in June, or did he retire in January? Did he retire in March? Again, if he walked out, there's a period where he walked out, because that's for sure. It's not like he retired that night. So there's a window where they don't owe him money for it because he was breach of contract. Depending when he officially retired, could have been when his contract ended, could have been during his contract. You don't know.
He said in an article, I think in May or June, that he was a retired professional wrestler, and he's been touting for a while now that he is a retired professional wrestler. And that was really the first indication that Punk was, in fact, done.
Right.
But, like I said, it all depends on when he formally told WWE he is retired and he is not coming back. Because if he never told them that formally, then I don't think they owe him the money.
Right. Again, it's that tricky, tricky line. And you don't know.
Yeah, and the thing is you don't know. So here's to hoping they can get it straightened out. Here's to hoping the video game does not get held up because, well, they're shooting the commercial for the video game right now. Roman Reigns is going to be in it. Bray Wyatt has a boat, which is amazing. Bray Wyatt has a boat, and he was in jeans driving the boat, just pointing that out.
That kind of made Lindsay's day when I showed her the picture.
It even made my day more when I realized he was wearing jeans. they are proceeding as normal with the game. So hopefully they can get things straightened out with Punk in time for the game to be released and it is not delayed.
I hope so.
Because I know there are going to be some very unhappy gamers if that happens.
Hi, gamer, right here. Pre-ordered game. I get my Sting. I want my game at the end of October.
He has his fancy-dancy Xbox One, so...
I do, and it's kind of awesome. Watching it right now, streaming the WWE Network, and it had one small issue, and that's it. Better than the 360. It's fantastic. Get the WWE Network. Only $9.99.
It's amazing.
It is.
And just to give you a quick update on Daniel Bryan, because there is news on that as well. Happy news. It doesn't seem that Bryan needs surgery. Yay. Yay, yay, yay. So they're saying probably another 3 months and he should be back. So probably right around the time for the Royal Rumble, we may see Daniel Bryan and we may hear some familiar, yes, 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 come back.
Yeah, Brie was out there touting it that he didn't need surgery, so it sent people going, oh, okay, he could come back. He could be ready for Survivor Series even. And then you'll start hearing people going,
yes! Yes! Yes!
He's doing point, point, point.
So, but yeah, it's good that he doesn't have to go under the knife, which is good.
Oh yeah, that's definitely happy news for them. I know a lot of people have been worried about Brian, especially seeing as we were hearing that, you know, his arm wasn't getting any strength, he was actually losing strength, he was having further problems. And that's not what you want to hear when someone has come out of neck surgery, and you definitely don't want to hear that they're going to have potentially have a second surgery right after they've had the first. So it just seems that the injury's been a little bit more stubborn than they initially thought, and it's just taken him longer to heal.
He's doing physical therapy at least 3 times a day.
He's trying.
He's working his butt off to get back in the ring.
You know, you can tell he wants it, but here, again, hoping that he can make it back, because we miss you, Brian. We really kind of miss you.
Yeah, we kind of do. He brings his own sort of excitement to Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. That's kind of lacking right now.
It is kind of lacking, because, well, the Lunatic Fringe is off shooting a movie, but he should be back after Night of Champions.
Hopefully, yes.
You know, he may even show up at Night of Champions. Who knows?
That's Lindsay calling her shot, by the way.
That's me calling my shot, because I'm bitter about the fact that Jericho and Randy Orton are fighting, and it's not Bray Wyatt and Jericho. Like it should be. Probably a third minute. Anyway, we're going to transition now from WWE. I'm just not bitter at all. We're going to transition from WWE to a little bit of TNA talk, because we do have a little bit of TNA news, and this is brought to you by the fine folks over at TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. And we're going to start with the positive news first.
Okay.
Because there's maybe not a lot. which is Bobby Lashley won his fight. So yay, go Bobby!
Bobby Lashley defeated Josh Burns via second round submission rear naked choke last Friday at Bellator's live event on Spike TV.
Yes, so congratulations to Bobby. You did the thing. Well done. We were saying, kind of off-air in private, it would be a little embarrassing if Bobby Lashley is your TNA champion and he lost this MMA fight. That would be just a little bit embarrassing.
A lot of people were thinking that. It's like, gotta win the fight, because they weren't even promoting him for Bound for Glory until he won his fight. So, yeah. He won his fight. He's now being promoted for Bound for Glory, which takes place on October 12th, and apparently tickets are selling very, very well.
Good for them. That's wonderful to hear. That's definitely wonderful to hear. So yes, if you are going to be in Tokyo and you want to see some wrestling, go pick up tickets for Bound for Glory. It will be amazing.
Yes, yes, it will.
And speaking of hopes, because we seem to be using that word a lot, everybody take a shot every time I say it, there is a update surrounding TNA's network troubles. And I believe, as we talked about either last week or 2 weeks ago now, where TNA had some interest from WGN, they had some interest in Velocity. There seem to be two other networks coming into play. Spike is now, it's now being indicated that Spike and TNA are going to part ways at the end of the year.
That seems like the going idea at this point, as negotiations seem to have stalled between the two. They extended it to the end of the year, but it looks like that will be the end. Spike is trying to give them some time to find a new TV home. They're not going to comment saying it's over, but it just seems like that. There could be an 11th hour deal between the two, but you never know.
I'm kind of doubting it at this point, seeing as everything is indicating that the deals for a new contract have, or the negotiations for a new deal have disintegrated and are no more, and the negotiations that they were touting that they were still in were for the extension of the deal to the end of the year, which they got. It's good news for TNA that they now have four networks interested in their product. That's what you want to hear. It seems that at least one of them is slightly bigger than Velocity and WGN, which is, again, what you want to hear.
No, one's bigger than Spike.
One's bigger than Spike. That's what you want to hear, too.
But with a different demographic, but it has a larger audience distribution, home distribution, than Spike, but has a different demographic. Take that for whatever you want there. But the other one's right on par with WGN and Velocity, and Velocity being the lowest of the four, I believe.
Don't go to Velocity. Don't take Velocity. It's the itty-bittiest. Just don't take it. But yeah, if you can get a network that's bigger than Spike that has a better distribution, you can possibly figure out how to make the demographics work.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully things improve for them, because we don't want to see Impact go off the air. Because I know there's a lot of fans that want to see the end of Impact Wrestling. We are not one of those people.
No, we're not.
Because having TNA around is good for business.
Yeah, it's... I'm not going to sit here and apologize for TNA. They've made a lot of mistakes. I will be the first person to admit that. The situation that they're in right now is entirely of their own making. But I don't want to see them go out of business. I've been a fan of TNA's for a very long time. I'm not going to use that specific quote. But
I will say it. I've watched since day one.
Bingo.
Because I technically have. I still have the first one on tape that I bought.
See, I haven't watched it from day one. I watched it since about 2004 when it was on
Fox Sports.
It's Fox Sports. But, yeah, I mean, I've been a fan of TNA's for a very long time, and I've watched them grow, I've watched them succeed, and I've watched them fail. And I don't want to see them go out of business, because I think they do have something. They just need to turn themselves around.
Yeah, and right now they're very unstable in terms of direction, so getting a future would definitely, definitely help them out.
Yes, just don't go back on Thursdays. Please don't go back on Thursdays. I can't watch two wrestling shows at the same time. I can't do it.
It's a bit of a struggle.
It's just a bit, yeah. Yeah, just a bit, because I can't take notes on both, because I have to take notes on Impact in order to remember it, and I can't watch NXT and take notes at the same time, so. And watch Impact, so. Yeah. Don't go back to Thursdays. But, excellent news for TNA. Keep it up. I hope they sign a good deal.
Yeah, same here.
And they find a new home.
Hopefully. Hopefully they have a home to call their own here in the new year.
Yes, but speaking of mistakes, entirely of their own making.
Vince Russo.
Vince Russo. Oh, God, Vince Russo.
So, Vince Russo opened his mouth, wouldn't you know. He does this all the time. But he said that Spike was a horrible partner for TNA, and the only way he could understand working with them is if there was no other option. He described them as a horrible partner and described the way they promoted and advertised TNA as atrocious. Well, this kind of irked David Schwartz, the Senior Vice President of Communications for Spike TV. He made the following comment. I want to start by saying we've enjoyed a great relationship, like a very collaborative relationship with Dixie Carter and her team over the years. We took TNA from a late night spot on Saturday nights doing 500,000 viewers to a 2-hour time slot that did 2 million viewers over time. Spike went out of its way, not in just adhering to its contract, but above and beyond the contract. We paid Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff with our money. We financed many shows. We financed UK shows. We helped promote. We gave TNA primetime slot on Thursdays from 9 to 11. I think his comments are way off base. Clearly, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's somebody who thinks he's more of himself than he really exists. Vince Russo never meant anything to Spike TV. He had nothing to do with negotiations. Nobody cares about Vince Russo or Spike TV. Nobody cares or knows who he is. We have a great relationship with TNA. We went above and beyond for them, as they did for us. Dixie helped promote our shows. What Vince Russo is saying is complete nonsense.
Shots fired. That's all I gotta say. Just shots fired.
Alright, here's a public service announcement for those listening. Vince Russo, shut up. End of story. Stop trying to be relevant. That's all.
Yeah, here's the thing, okay? Russo was under contract with TNA in secret for a year. At least.
Almost like 8 months.
So, and then the only reason anybody ever found out was because Vince Russo screwed up and sent an email to the wrong person, and that's kind of what set this large scale... I can't use that word because I've been told not to, but basically screw up in motion. Where it's been a domino effect, where everybody found out Vince Russo was working for TNA, Spike TV got pissed... Russo was let go by TNA with not even so much as a don't let the door smack you on the butt on the way out. And this is kind of where it's led them, where Vince Russo is basically sucking on sour grapes because of everything that's happened. And it's like the company that she used to work for is still technically in negotiations with this network. It's really not the wisest thing for you to do to talk smack about the network, especially when they're trying to help the company.
Yeah, pretty much.
TNA is getting kind of a gift from Spike in the sense that they're not telling them to F off at the end of their deal. Spike has been gracious enough to allow them to stay to the end of the year so they can negotiate a new deal with another network. They're really going out of their way for TNA right now because they've indicated that they don't want to stay with them because they want to get out of the pro wrestling business. And that's understandable. You know, TNA has not grown on Spike. They've given it 4 years. It is what it is. But, yeah, it's like, dude, don't talk smack when they're in negotiations. Just don't talk smack, period. Because this is the same guy that sent an open letter to Vince and Hunter and Stephanie about, well, are you really doing your best? Just stop, okay? Stop.
Again, I would like to reiterate my public service announcement. Shut up, Vince Russo. Shut up.
Yeah.
It's the best way to put it. Just shut up.
Yeah, so just, dude, no. Just, no, no, no.
By the way, it's 17-6. Baltimore rebounding after the week they've had to take it to the Steelers. Kind of surprised by this outcome, actually.
Is it just me, or is the NFL Now thing kind of reminiscent of the WWE Network?
What do you mean?
Just seems like...
Oh, the NFL Now app. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Just a little bit?
A little bit, because they've had the NFL Network, but now they're going way over the top.
Yes, yes they are. Seems they want to spark a little competition with somebody. Interesting. But speaking of the network, Total Divas is on the network, and well, we have a Total Diva waiting in the wings. So I would say we take our first break in the evening, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to Miss All Red Everything, Eva Marie, concerning Season 3 of Total Divas, and so much more. So you definitely don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
We are the black sheep, dirty freak, red-headed stepchild.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Java! Jake the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moment.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins now! He just got the Ambrose! After he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Wild Talk Radio, this is New York Times bestselling author Brian Shields.
The greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this. He's running this score. I don't believe it.
And my new book, 30 Years of WrestleMania, is coming out September 15th.
The spectacle that is WrestleMania. This is it.
Pre-order it now wherever books are sold.
Here we go. Once in a lifetime.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Welcome back to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I don't know about you, Rock, but I'm a little excited.
Why are you so excited, Lindsay?
Well, because joining us right now is one of the stars of the hit reality series Total Divas, which debuted last night on E! Please help me welcome Miss All Red Everything herself, Eva Marie. Eva, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I love you giving me that All Red Everything plug. Nice.
Well, yeah, that's who you are.
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
So the show debuted last night, and oh my goodness, you all just jumped right in there. Sorry to say it, but there was a lot of stuff going on everywhere, and it was just great. We saw you and Jonathan getting ready for the formal wedding ceremony. We saw you guys doing stuff for that. But what else can we expect to see in season three?
You see so much stuff. I mean, you see drama amongst the girls. You see tons of action. I mean, some girls end up breaking up. With my family, there's always issues, so you're going to see that continue on throughout the season, kind of, you know, what I should do, how I handle it. You get to see so much in-ring action. There's just so much going on that, I mean, every episode is a must-tune-in.
If every episode was like last night, it's a must-tune-in.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad you liked it.
Was it fun to plan the wedding or was it stressful?
You know what? It was amazing experience and I'm so glad that I did it. But it was so stressful because it was during, right up to SummerSlam. So
oh, wow.
I literally, SummerSlam happens and then I got married the next week. So
oh my gosh.
There's so much going on. And planning a wedding is already stressful enough. But to be on the road as well, trying to get everything taken care of is extremely hard. I mean, that's what you're also going to see in Total Divas is all of us girls, not only are we on the road, but we're trying to, you know, juggle our everyday lives with family, with husbands, boyfriends, and then, you know, performing in the ring and entertaining. So it's like you see us trying to juggle everything, especially the struggle is we're on the road about 290 days out of the year. So, you know, it's pretty hard to plan things when you're doing it via text or via email all the time.
Absolutely. You mentioned your crazy schedule. How much crazier has it been for you while doing Total Divas? And how has joining the cast of Total Divas or even being a part of the WWE changed your life?
You know what? Honestly, it's changed my life. I am so grateful for the opportunity of not only being a part of WWE, but being a part of Total Divas. I mean, when I first came in, I did do the WWE Diva Search, but I originally, did my tryout. I got my developmental deal, and I was not supposed to move until July to the Performance Center, which is in Orlando. But this last-minute thing came up for Total Divas, so I went ahead and I auditioned for that, and then I got it. And as soon as I got it, I moved within 48 hours. And then ever since then, I've been on the road. So,
wow.
Yeah, not only has it changed my life so drastically and fast, but it's also made me grow in so many different ways. I mean, the only downfall is, you know, I am a brand new entertainer wrestler, but so I'm learning as I go on the road and on TV. So that's extremely hard, especially I am a perfectionist, so I take everything to heart. But on the flip side, it's the best thing in the world. So, you know, there's always pros and cons to everything, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun and definitely a lot of stress. As you said, you are learning as you go. We get to see you go on your journey, and we also get to see your struggles with that and the triumphs that go along with it, which is really cool. For someone like me, I will never get to do that. And to see you do that, to see that process and how it works, it's really neat. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's what's so awesome about Total Divas is that you get a little bit of everything from everyone. You know, the Bellas, they've been here, I think they're going on their ninth year. So, like, they've been here in a while. Then you have myself, someone brand new coming in. And then you have, you know, the Funkadactyls, and you'll see, you know, what they go through throughout in season three, because, you know, at the end of the day, this is a business and we are entertainers, but everybody is just on a different, you know, a different level, and you'll see how each one of us deals with that. And I think the audience can, you know, can relate and see the trials and tribulations that we all go through.
What's been the biggest struggle that you've had to overcome so far?
I think the being away from family. I've never been on the road or with any job for as long a period of a time, you know, 290 days out of the year, that's a lot. So, you know, you're missing birthdays, you're missing certain holidays or celebrations, or you're home for a day and then you're back on the road the next day. So for me, that's the biggest adjustment is, and then you're on different time zones. And so, you know, making sure, trying to contact your family, phone calls or whatnot, you're constantly busy, you're on different time zones. So that's like the biggest transition that I've had to, you know, have to make. And that's really hard just because I've never done that before. There's nothing like WWE. There's no off season. It's not like football. It's not like baseball where they have an off season. It's WWE is year round. So
right.
There is no break. There is no break for us at all.
But they do have a very big event called WrestleMania.
And yes.
What was it like for you in season one? You had just come in and you were at WrestleMania for the first time and watching WrestleMania from the sidelines. What was it like to go from being on the sidelines to wrestling at WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans?
To be even a part of WrestleMania is a huge accomplishment because WrestleMania is like the Super Bowl of wrestling. It's the biggest event of the year. The second biggest one is SummerSlam, but to be even a part of was insane. Considering just 1 year prior, I was just watching from the sidelines being like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And then to actually be in a match with the rest of the main roster divas was insane because there will be nothing like it. Like, you cannot even describe what it feels like to walk out there and be surrounded by 80,000 plus people, you know, all excited to watch the show about to go down. So I was just extremely grateful to even be a part of such a big show that night.
I can't imagine. I can't even fathom what that would have been like, what that would be like even.
I was seriously so nervous and like, talk about butterflies to the fullest.
So you got the full experience this year. You got your first title shot this year, technically.
I mean, kind of. A little bit. Yeah, kind of. A lot has definitely happened for me in the last year, for sure.
Then you went on to face AJ Lee in singles competition, and to see that was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yes. No, it's been an amazing ride, and I can't wait to see what the next year even holds. And I'm excited because WrestleMania 31 is in the Bay Area, where I'm from.
Right.
So it's my hometown.
You can have the family come out and see what you do, which is pretty cool.
Exactly.
Now, you've only been wrestling for a short time. What has been your favorite moment? Let me do that again.
My favorite moment, considering I've had very few matches right now, you know? So
right.
My favorite moment is just being a part of WrestleMania. I mean, and especially for me, it was within my first year of being in the company. So that was something that I'll remember forever. Especially, I got to share it with the rest of the Total Diva cast, too. So it's something that we all get to remember always.
Right. Now, we've seen some departures and some additions in the show. With JoJo leaving and Summer Rae and Rosa Mendez joining the show, how do you feel about the changes to the cast? Have the dynamics changed? Like how you and Summer kind of got along and then you didn't get along. How has all of that worked for you?
You know what? I think always in any situation, especially for Total Divas, it's kind of, you know, it's good to add new people, like mix it up, stir things up a little bit. But as far as that, I mean, I love the original cast, but, you know, that's just me being a little biased.
I know you have stuff to do, so I have one final question for you.
Perfect.
And it's sort of our standard question that we like to ask everybody, which is, because okay. I know you guys are busy, but what is your favorite thing to do on your day off?
Oh, be with my family. Easy. That's all that I want to do. Be with my family and my husband. That's it.
All right. Well, that sounds awesome. I can imagine that, given your schedule, that would be the perfect thing to do.
Absolutely, yes.
So, Eva, we'd like to thank you so much. And like I said, we can't wait for the rest of the season of Total Divas. It looks like it's going to be super awesome.
And yay, thank you so much.
We'd like to wish you the best of luck as you move forward in your career.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Once again, Eva, thank you so much for joining us today.
Awesome, you too.
Everybody, don't forget to check out Total Divas, which airs every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern on E! Coming up next on The Rack, we are going to be talking all about NXT TakeOver, the Fatal 4-Way. Do we have a new champion, or, well, did Adrian Neville retain? Tune in and find out. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Show the whole world, so yeah, let's give them a show. Now back on top, to top, 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 there ain't no stopping me, no.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Wild Talk Radio, this is New York Times bestselling author Brian Shield.
The greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this. He's having a star. I don't believe it.
And my new book, 30 Years of WrestleMania, is coming out September 15th.
The spectacle that is WrestleMania. This is it.
Pre-order it now wherever books are sold.
Here we go. Once in a lifetime.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA Wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA Wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. bookmark it today, right now. It is pwmania.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
I love this theme.
Woo!
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, YouTube.com/MBG1211. They also happen to show up on Fridays. Go there for all your wrestling action figure needs. If you're just joining us, well, you missed our fantastic Eva Marie interview. If you fit around through it, thank you so much for sticking around. We greatly appreciate it. It was an absolute blast to talk to her. Would love to do it again, actually.
Would love to, and thanks to the folks over at World Wrestling Entertainment.
And Eva Marie herself.
Yes, she had a blast. We had a blast. It's awesome to get to speak to her. We've spoken to three of the lovely ladies of Total Divas. If you haven't heard them, check out rockradioshow.com. Right now, here, the one with Cameron, a.k.a. Ariane Andrew, and Natalia.
Yes. We got Natalia, we got Natalia. Oh, wait. By the way, just to give you an update on the football score, it looks like it's 23-6 Baltimore, although I think they just scored, so that might increase. They're reviewing the touchdown right now, I think.
At 10:58 p.m. Eastern, I got a direct message from Rob Godfather Extreme Parks, you know, co-host of CB Radio.
Uh-huh.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, on the Wild Talk Radio Network. He goes, too late to change picks for the football game.
Dude, the game's going. Anyway, 23-6 Baltimore with about 6-7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So we're going to be talking about NXT TakeOver in just a minute, but we just want to remind you, because if you are just joining us, we announced at the top of the show that not only will we be having world-renowned author Brian Shields on the show next week to discuss his new book, 30 Years of WrestleMania, we are also doing a giveaway with the interview where we are having a pick'em contest for Night of Champions. So you're definitely going to want to go back and listen to the rules. Also, stay tuned to Wild Talk Radio Facebook and Twitter, that's at Wild Talk Radio, and facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network for the rules regarding that contest. But now I say we jump right into Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So before I start, I have to ask, did you hit your cap?
As you get me chewing on a goldfish, no.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
I didn't
hit my cap. No, I literally took a bite of a goldfish as you said, asked me the question. I was like, she's going to say her tweets, I got a man to eat a goldfish.
No, you don't.
They're cheddar, they're awesome.
Sweet. So, alright, well, Eva Marie, she says, thank you, I had a blast, and thank you so much for having me, with a little winky face, so, yeah, just had to favorite those. Bray Wyatt, only after disaster can we be resurrected, hashtag down with the machine. You better be talking straight, dude. I'm going to come find you, just, you know, pointing that out. I will find you in your boat.
The man has a boat.
He has a boat! Are you generally surprised he has a boat?
No, sadly, no.
It's like it looks so natural, it's scary. Renee Young, it smells like pizza on my flight, and I'm about to hunt a man slash woman slash child down. Renee Young again, somebody tweeted her saying, looking forward to seeing you in Nashville next week. Can you get me on the set of At Nashville ABC? Seriously? Sheamus!
Fella!
I love it. At WWE Cesaro, hashtag fella. All you need to be a Celtic warrior is ginger hair, lovely pale Irish skin, and talent. Renee Young. Damn it! How did you two end up in my shuffle? A little presumptuous to think that I want this in my library, Bono. But I guess I'll listen. Thanks. Cesaro. Hashtag TBT to last Monday. Hashtag Raw. Hashtag GQ. Hashtag King of Wrestling. Hashtag 12 large. And he shows a picture. To which Sheamus responds, ah, sure, at WWE Cesaro. Enjoy the memories while they last, pepperoni nipples.
Okay.
They're flirting with each other. This needs to stop.
We're getting a little bit past flirting. I'm just pointing that out.
I know we're getting past flirting, but they keep flirting with each other. It's like, oh my god, would you two just hook up already? It's adorable.
Right?
So, somebody asked Triple H, what will be the sleeper match tonight at hashtag NXT TakeOver? He responds, no sleepers, stay awake, hashtag no bathroom breaks, hashtag pee at 7:25.
It's a good point. Very good point.
Very good point. Somebody asked him, who do you think has been the best example that the NXT system works? To which he replies, Bray Wyatt.
Wow, what a shocker there. He's in love with Bray Wyatt.
He's so in love with Bray Wyatt.
We heard the conference call yesterday that Triple H did to promoting TakeOver, and he talked about this moment where he was Bray Wyatt's first time main eventing Madison Square Garden. Hunter's at ringside, and, you know, Hunter brings up that fact to him while Bray Wyatt's in character, and he just starts to try to break him in character.
Which he succeeds, because I think Bray started giggling like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, he did. But Bray Wyatt, Triple H is very excited about the future of Bray Wyatt. It's one of his children. While Bray has his own children, Hunter is Bray's father in a way.
Well, maybe we'll see them feud. One can only hope.
One can only hope.
And one last tweet from Triple H. But first, The Rock sent him something. Will you buy me the dinner you owe me after all the jobs I've done for you? To which Triple H replies, hey, top grossing actor in Hollywood, let's go Dutch.
You know, you stole like 4 of my tweets.
You're goddamn right I did.
Like
only have 50.
I know. But no, I favored The Rock and Triple H one at the very end before TakeOver. That was a good one. I like that they're interacting on Twitter. It's awesome.
Wrestlers on Twitter is seriously the best thing ever.
Hunter and The Rock have a competition on Twitter, basically. Whenever he sees The Rock doing something, Hunter tries to outdo The Rock. Rock tries to outdo Hunter, and they talked about it at WrestleMania. Like, when you're working out, I'm trying to work out harder, and it's still like this competition, like it's 1998. It's tremendous. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Alright. So the first couple are morning of the first half of the Eagles game. So Keith Jones goes, took a half hour into the regular season for the Boo Birds to come out. That's got to be a record in any city other than Philly. Hashtag Eagles. Top Google searches from Not Sports Center. Top Google searches in Philadelphia. Who the hell is Allen Hurns? Are all Philly teams tanking now? What's the best tasting gasoline? We were getting killed in the first half against Jacksonville. Just pointing it out. Lindsay saw my
He was whining to me about it on Sunday. Whining.
Dolph Ziggler, like at Mike the Miz in anything, especially WWE ring, this is hard to watch. Come on, Browns. Hashtag Cleveland versus Pittsburgh. Dolph Ziggler, this is the worst game ever, and I've played Boggle. Hashtag Cleveland versus Pittsburgh. Hey, Lanning, that happens to me every day, and I don't wear a helmet. P.S. Hey, Steelers, my super kick is better. Eric Young. Well, we are in the first half of the first week of fantasy season. Both starting running backs hurt and out, and starting tight end hurt and out. Whee! Poor Eric Young. Heel Ziggler, Dolph Ziggler. Bartender just switched to the Harlem Globetrotters game because the Washington Generals have a better chance. Hashtag Cleveland versus Pittsburgh. He continues, this hurts to watch, and I've seen David Arquette win the world title. That's a burn right there. Chris Law goes, the only way Foles could look any worse is if he butt fumbles it here before the half. Hashtag Philly vs. Jacksonville. Not SportsCenter goes, Johnny Manziel's first half stats. Zero attempts. Completion, zero. Passing yard, zero. Middle fingers thrown, seven. Tequila shots taken, nine. Clipboard, held. Dolph Ziggler, quarterback sneak? That call was worse than the ones I allegedly made at 3 a.m. last night. Cleveland versus Pittsburgh. I believe this was the offensive tackle for the Buffalo Bills. He tweets out, great team win! Sorry about your survivor pools out there, because everyone was picking Chicago to beat Buffalo, and well, Buffalo won. WWE Rajing Singh tweeted the following, let's go 49ers, which JBL replied, go fall on a fire again. They don't need any encouragement. John Bradshaw Layfield goes, professional bull riders and cowboys everywhere have signed petition to Jerry Jones to quit using the name Cowboys. Their play is insulting. Fake John Gruden goes, look here, after analyzing the Cowboys game today, I truly believe that Tony Romo thought he played for the 49ers. What a crazy mistake, man. Noelle Foley's daughter goes, Miz shaves his nipples. Raw. Keep it 5-star goes, AJ Lee, former Divas Champion. Natalia, former Divas Champion. Paige, current Divas Champion. Rosa Mendez wearing new boots. Hashtag Raw. ProWrestling.net. Raw is beat up Chris Jericho. Which was true. Paige goes to Renee Young. Your phone calls make me feel weird. At Renee Young WWE. Hashtag banana. She replied to Renee Young. You and Emma have great hearing. Weirdos. Paper walls. She replied. Shh. Don't stop. I mean trying to sleep. Quietly creeps back into bed. Here's the for the hashtag make a movie Canadian, eh? Die cold. Goodwill Hunting. If that's just fine with you, eh? Mountie on the Bounty. The A Team. Quebec to the Future. The Three Musketeers. The Wizard of Healthcare. There Will Be Syrup. Tim Hortons, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Syrup, No Evil. Weekend at Bernie Perrant's. Dolph Ziggler chimed in. A Million Ways Not to Die in the North. And The Muppets Take Manitoba. So there you go. That's Tweet of the Week.
Alright, well.
Hey, don't you know?
Eh?
What you talking about, yo? Anyway. Let's get into some NXT TakeOver.
Yeah, I agree. I think we've delayed this about as long as we can, because, oh my gosh, what a great, great show this was. From top to bottom. Good lord. I think the weakest match on the card might have been Bold MC and Mojo Rawley, but even then...
I don't even know where to begin on this one. Like, seriously, it's... Again, we said at the top of the show, this show wore me out, and it's replaying right now. I turned off the football game and I started rewatching NXT because guess what? It's awesome. It's on the network. Watch it. $9.99.
Before we start talking about it, it's the one thing I have to compliment them on is I love how anytime there's an NXT pay-per-view, if that's what you want to term it, or a two-hour live special for NXT, they go out there and they kill it, and you can see how hungry and how much everyone involved wants this. They genuinely care, they genuinely want to be there, and they know exactly what this kind of show means. Because WWE doesn't have to air their programming. WWE doesn't have to give them a two-hour live special. They don't have to do that. So this is huge exposure for them. This is a gift. And they're taking it and they're running with it. And they're going out there and impressing. And a lot of times, NXT is a lot better than the main roster.
Because they're very hungry. They want to impress. They have a lot at stake at this point. So they want to come out and they want to impress. God, that's a sick finish. We'll get to that one in a minute. But before we get into the matches themselves, there's a couple of little notes I want to bring up first. At the start of the show, they did a remix of the Then, Now, and Forever WWE graphic by putting in the NXT stuff. I thought that was very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, they have an electronic ring apron.
That was hot. Not even gonna lie.
See, I saw it in a picture. I thought, oh, they just framed that right, and it was coming off of something. No. It's actually there. They have a light-up board on the side of the ring, on the hard camera side. That's innovative. That's one step ahead of everything, and that just... It made it stand out. I wouldn't use it all the time. I would use it for the live specials.
Oh, no, they're not going to use it all the time. It's primarily for the live specials, you can tell, but it's like I said to Rock, I think they did something different to the stage, too.
They may have. I know at least they took away some of the steel at the top, but they may have changed a little bit of it. They keep evolving the NXT arena as they go, and which is kind of awesome. So, getting into the matches, I guess we should start at the beginning. The NXT tag team titles were on the line. The Ascension took on Kalisto and Sin Cara, and they were given a new name. They are the Lucha Dragons. Kind of like the name. Kind of fits.
I kind of like the name, too. I like that they had the matching tights. I like that they came out. They had a lot of energy.
Yes, they did. But it was like, yeah, they have matching tights. They have their own T-shirt now on WWEshop.com. And before we get into the match, another duo, the Vaughn Villains, have a T-shirt as well.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it?
I don't want to talk about it.
Means we're talking about it later. So we have Sin Cara and Victor starting things out with Victor laying in hard uppercuts and chops to Sin Cara. Sin Cara tried to use his speed, including hit a moonsault and a dropkick. He got knocked off the apron to the outside where Connor went after Sin Cara and drove him to the side of the ring repeatedly. Victor and Connor continued to work over Sin Cara for a while, trying to keep him off his feet, keep him grounded, and not allow him to use his speed. There was a move where Victor went for a powerbomb, bouncing him off the ropes, but Sin Cara countered into a nice head scissors, which was really, really good. But Connor got tagged in and knocked Kalisto out of the ring, and he fell hard to the outside. Connor went right back to work on Sin Cara. Sin Cara hit it into Gory, was trying to crawl, but Kalisto just, like, not to make the head to Kalisto, Connor just put all of his body weight on Sin Cara, just laid on him for a while. Like,
pretty much.
You're not going to move. You're not going to move. So he tried to get the tag. He eventually, Connor powered him back, but Sin Cara flipped onto his feet and was able to make the hot tag to Kalisto. Came in with a cross body, a few other big moves, long two count. Sin Cara dove through the ropes as Kalisto lifted up the ropes with his feet to take out the Ascension. I thought that was nice.
It was nice. It was really nice. There were some great spots in this match.
It really was. Kalisto then dives down to Ascension but got caught. I lifted him up. He dropped him. He landed on his feet, though. Sin Cara then dove to the outside and onto Ascension, taking him out. Kalisto went for a flip, landed on his feet, got taken out with an STO. The Ascension have him lined up. Here it comes. They're going to take him out. Here comes the Fall of Man. Here it comes. But no, Sin Cara takes Connor out. Victor takes out Sin Cara. Kalisto then hits the Salida del Sol, the flipping back neckbreaker, picked up the win. Your new NXT Tag Team Champions, Sin Cara and Kalisto, the Luchadors, the Lucha Dragons, rather. Luchadors, Lucha Dragons.
By the way, football update, Baltimore slaughters Pittsburgh 26-26 in the final.
Ouch.
Ouch. But yeah, congratulations to the Lucha Dragons. Job well done. The Ascension have been dethroned as your longest reigning NXT Tag Team Champions of all time, and also general longest reigning champions. They surpassed Bo Dallas and Paige's reigns as the NXT Men's and Women's Champions, respectively. So, congratulations to them.
Congratulations to the Ascension on the long reign. Congratulations to the Lucha Dragons on picking up the win. Now, I know you've had a problem with Sin Cara coming down and working at NXT, but it appears he's now just now, they have a long-term idea for Sin Cara and Kalisto as a tag team. So that kind of makes him more acceptable a little bit?
You know, honestly, between the two, if a main roster person has to win a belt, I would rather see it be Sin Cara and Kalisto than Tyson Kidd. You know, at least Kalisto is benefiting from getting the tag team titles with Sin Cara. Plus, you now have a plethora of heel tag teams that can come after them in the Vaudevillains. The Ascension is going to be looking for blood. So, it makes sense to put the titles on them. I was a little disappointed that they won, but it was a good match, it was a good effort, and it was well deserved. And there's nothing saying that they're going to have a 344-day reign. They're probably not.
No, I don't think so, and I don't think they're going to get many squash matches either.
No, that's the one thing that's good that you can kind of take away from this, is the fact that the Ascension are now forced to back in the hunt, which means they're going to have real matches again, as opposed to squash matches. Because I will say, when the Ascension was on main event, I was a little disappointed with what I saw, because they're touted as this really dominant tag team, and every time we see them, they're in a squash match. So to see them against Los Matadors, and they get in a real match with a real team, it's like they're not nearly as good. And it was very, very kind of disheartening, because you expect them to be very dominant. You expect them, you know, Connor not to sell. And, yeah, it's just, so it's like, huh, okay, well, maybe they need to go back in the oven a little bit longer, because they don't seem nearly as dominant up on the main roster, maybe nearly as impressive up on the main roster as they do in NXT.
Right, and it appears they're not ready just yet, and they have a couple more baby steps to make before they hit the roster, main roster, it seems.
Which is fine. The thing was, is they went up to the main roster, they had a good match on main event with Los Matadors, and the same thing can be said for Neville and Zayn and Breeze and Kidd, who went to Raw and had a really good match and kind of upstaged the main roster guys, just a little bit.
Some of them at the very least. Renee Young interviewed the Lucha Dragons asking how they feel, and they said Sin Cara said, "It feels incredible. We just beat the longest NXT champions in history." And then Kalisto chimes in, "Today, we are the Lucha Dragons. And the future starts now."
Yeah, Kalisto was so excited. It was so cute.
The fans were chanting, "Lucha, Lucha.
Lucha, Lucha." Yes, they didn't really get much of a reaction when they came out, but by God, they got one when they won.
They earned the crowd's respect tonight.
They did. They absolutely did. And like I said, they put on a great, great match.
Yes, they did. So we had a video package hyping Adrian Neville's title reign, Adrian Neville himself, putting him over, and we have had a bunch of those, and we'll talk about them as we go. It was a nice little video packaging as they spotlighted all four men throughout the evening for Fatal 4-Way, which is the main event.
But I would say Neville's getting a little cocky.
A little bit. He's getting a little bit full of himself, just a little bit. Up our second contest, which was made on the pre-show, the NXT kickoff, whatever you want to call it. NXT TakeOver kickoff, I think they called it. On the WWE Network and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all other platforms. William Regal was at the desk and CG Parker stormed into where they were filming the show at. And Parker wanted to be on the show tonight and he was going to get a match. So Regal made a match and I'll tell you who your opponent is later. You'll find out. And dude, CJ Park comes to the ring, gets full on entrance. Dude, this dude named Baron Corbin's in the ring. Got some size to him, nice little look.
He's got some nice ink.
Some nice tattoos.
Some nice tattoos,
says Lindsay. And you think CJ Parker's going to go in there? Dominate, because the guy just gets no entrance. Just a dude. And then Baron Corbin just destroyed CJ Parker. Whew. Whew.
He whipped Mr. Manpanty's butt.
Mr. Manpanty's got his butt whooped. Took a what I'm calling a swinging backwards slam type finish.
Yeah, it looked like a kind of like a swinging neck breaker, but not really.
It, like a neck breaker and the swinging side slam. It's like a combination of those. I have no real name for it. I'm not technical like that. But he just destroyed CJ Parker in less than a minute. Winner, Baron Corbin, straight up beat his butt tonight.
And that's really clever, because you know a lot of times we see that where it's like the main star comes out and there's just some jobber in the ring and it's, oh, okay, you know, so this is a squash match. Yeah, it's a squash match, but the guy that's supposed to be the jobber won. And he did it in absolute dominant fashion, which is what you want. A very, very nice debut for Baron Corbin.
Kind of intrigued what they have in store for Mr. Corbin.
He reminds me a lot of Corey Graves.
Yes.
Mainly because of the look and the tattoos.
But he's a little bit more muscular than Graves was.
Yeah, he's a little bit more muscular. And there's something to him that when you look at him, you just get that connection to him. So, have to see how he does.
He's a little bit of an it factor to him, just a little bit. Which is good to have, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Very good to have.
Yeah. He's a former football player, so...
That'd do it?
That would do it for Mr. Corbin. Up next, which is currently airing on the WWE Network, is the hair versus hair match. We had up before this, we had a hype video package for Tyson Kidd, where we got a, you know, bunch of from Tyson Kidd. We had a hair versus hair, Enzo Amore versus Sylvester Laforte. This match.
Okay, before we talk about the match, we need to talk about how excited Renee Young was for this match.
Renee Young was very, very excited for hair versus hair.
She was fangirling over this match. It was adorable.
Lindsay fangirls over the idea, the tuxedo match idea. Renee Young fangirled over hair versus hair.
She wanted to see somebody get shaved bald.
Yes, she did. Before the match, Enzo started talking. He said, it's going to do two things. It's going to punch you in the mouth, and you're going to get a haircut. And then he listed off a bunch of haircuts. Comb over, a buzz cut, frosted tips, a bob, a weave, and then started saying, how you doing after all these? Maybe a bob and a weave, boxing reference, a pompadour, but his options are limited to zero options, as his head is going into the bucket. Now, you had a comment about the weave.
Enzo, honey, if you give somebody a weave, you're adding hair. You're not taking it off. By the way, the how you doing is their standard shtick.
Oh, I know.
Enzo comes out, he cuts the promo, and Cass goes, how you doing, wall.
Oh, I know. It's their standard shtick. It's a little annoying, though. It became the what of the night for this match. That's all. Before we continue, Renee, stay on Renee Young a second, because there were rumors coming out about Renee Young this week that one day she could be the lead voice of Raw, and that's kind of awesome.
I am totally okay with this. Just pointing that out. If they put her on the commentary team for Raw, I am completely 100% okay with it. Just to hear a female voice commentating, that would be amazing.
And it's not going to be anytime soon, but she's in the plans down the line. She could possibly take over and become the voice of the WWE.
And if the voice of WWE is female, that's amazing. And she's cuter than Michael Cole.
You know what's weird, and we're segueing a little bit, watching the WWE Network a lot lately, especially the old Attitude Era Raws. Michael Cole was skinny back in 97 and 98. Whew.
Yeah, he's pudged up just a little bit.
He was a skinny old announcer sitting next to Jim Ross for a while back on the early days of Raw. He did Hour 1, King could do Hour 2. It was like, ooh, Mr. Cole is skinny. Kind of weird. 16 years have gone by, and he's been talking WWE. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah, and hopefully she won't go through a mustache phase or a goatee phase or anything like that. Yes.
Something tells me I don't think she will. But yeah, I love it when she commentates because she has this exuberance to her that a lot of the other announcer, it's more genuine when she has it. Because she just comes across that way. Well, a lot of the other announcers, when they get excited, they seem pretty fake. When a Renee is like, oh my god, this is amazing, you believe her. Because she's genuinely, I think she loves the product that much. And she's loving what she's walking. Like, she was just in love with Hair versus Hair. Like, she was so excited for this match. It was just amazing.
It really was.
She's been looking forward to this for weeks on end. You could tell.
Yeah.
Like, she's just, this is why she showed up tonight, was for this match and this match alone. Like, she was that excited for it. So, you know, it's something of, she brings that exuberance to the commentary table. And it's also, it's a fresh voice. Because it's not two guys sitting there talking wrestling. It's a guy and a girl talking, sitting there and talking wrestling. And that offers a different dynamic than what they normally have, where it's two guys in suits just sitting there.
Right.
And because, you know, let's be honest, girls see wrestling different than guys do.
You don't say.
I do. And it's not just, oh my god, so-and-so is hot. It's, we watch it for different reasons than guys do, and we watch it for the same reasons. But it's because she brings that female perspective to it, it makes it that much more interesting to watch.
Yes, it does.
And it gives me life that she flubs her lines.
So, getting into the match, I'm just going to ignore that one, because she's been good tonight. Both men locked up the start of the four, gets a quick one count on Enzo, and they started talking about what it meant to take the hair away from someone, and one of the lines was taking Selena Gomez away from Justin Bieber, and then they started bickering, like, no, he's back with her, no, they're broken up, and they started going back and forth for a little bit on that. Enzo with a drop toe slapped him across the back of the head. A quick roll up for one count. Lafort was talking strategy with Louis. Lafort tried to take control, but ended up getting taken out by Enzo. Enzo with a hip toss to Lafort back into the ring. He tried to roll out again, but LaFleur got dropped on the top rope and started taking control from there. Hard shots to Enzo. Enzo starts finally making comeback, fires back with shots to LaFleur with left jabs to LaFleur. Louis with a distraction, which led to a big clothesline for a long two count. Then Cass took Louis as he pulled him off the apron, took him out. Enzo then rolled over LaFleur, holds a little bit of the tights. 1, 2, 3. You're a winner of the match. Enzo Amore.
LaFleur was not happy about this. Not happy at all.
No, because that meant he's losing his hair. Or not. Louis got attacked both men from behind, knocking down Cass and Enzo, which sort of put LaFleur and Louis, they were like, alright, we gotta get out of here, and, well, LaFleur ran away, but Louis, he got knocked out a little bit. Got knocked out. And then they told him, Enzo, get the bucket. And, well, they got the bucket. And poor Marcus Louis, he got all the bucket. Got all the special cream dumped on him. Poor Louis.
Yeah.
And to quote Renee Young, this is one of the greatest moments of my life.
Yeah, she was like, she just loving it because she's like, she was chanting, get the bucket.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing.
So was the crowd. They were getting behind it, and then we had the tribute to the Dudleys, you know. So D-Von get the tables, was Enzo get the bucket.
It was like, oh my gosh, this is so entertaining. Just from the commentary, because like the announcers are like, seriously, this man's about to lose his hair, and she's like, I don't care, it's awesome.
And poor Louis, he wasn't in the match, but he's losing his hair. He just lost his hair because he got the cream dumped on him.
You know what? He interfered. It's his own fault. And honestly, if you don't want to shave LaFleur's head, you don't want to shave Amore's head, you're not going to do Big Cass, Louis, a good second choice, because you shave his head.
Hair grows back.
Hair grows back.
Hair grows back. So we then got a hype package for one Tyler Breeze, Prince Pretty himself, which is kind of awesome. And then he was too busy to pick out which ring coat. He was getting ready. He's getting his hair done
and
stuff.
He's admiring himself.
He was. Which was kind of awesome. But then he was getting a rub down as well. William Regal then was introduced. He came down to the ring. He's the new NXT general manager. Talks about how this is the place to be for all upcoming superstars. And then we roll a video package for one Kenta. Kenta gets welcomed to NXT by William Regal. The fans are chanting for Kenta. And, well, he goes, hello, NXT, speaks Japanese. That's exactly what he did. He said, hello, NXT, spoke Japanese for a little bit. he then said, this is a dream come true. I am happy to be here in WWE and on NXT because I am starting over. Now, the question Lindsay posed to me was, what?
Is he keeping his name or is he not keeping his name?
And we were surprised that he was keeping his name coming out. That didn't last very long. He says he's doing this as a tribute to one of his heroes, never mentioned the hero. He will now be known as Hideo Itami. So Kenta is now known as Hideo Itami.
Which is a nice name. And honestly, in terms of the announcement, at least up to this point, you introduce him as Kenta. Everybody knows it's Kenta. So you have him come out, and then you say, you have him go, yo, this is a nice way to address, basically, we have to change his name. Because they want to copyright the name. So it's, they're not going to let him wrestle under Kenta. So it's, okay, well, we have him change the name. We're going to have him announce the name change.
Right. It's something, they're making it seem like it's what he wants, and it's a tribute to one of his heroes. I'm cool with it, because now they can also refer to him as Kenta for his past, but now his future is Hideo Itami.
Yes, so it's a good call on their part, very well played on their part in terms of changing the name, because we all knew the name was going to get changed, because, like I said, Rock, when he came out as Kenta and they introduced him as Kenta, I was actually genuinely surprised, because I was like, huh, they're going to let him keep the name, because they usually do not let anybody do that. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if Steen and Devitt's names are not changed as well. So, it's something of, when he came out as Kenta, it was a little surprising, but it was a good way to change the name. They made it seem like a big deal. They made him seem really important, which he is. I'm not saying he's not, but they made a big fuss over him, which is what you want to see.
Right, and his goal is to become the next, to become NXT champion. And this is where I'm going to segue before we continue on with this. Question of the night is simple. Out of the recent signings, who are you most looking forward to seeing? And the overwhelming response was Kevin Steen, because he's intriguing. Going into this, I was very intrigued by Kevin Steen, seeing what they would do. Out of the three, I was most interested to see how well he would fit into the WWE style. But after tonight, Hideo Itami has got my vote. I'm very interested now.
I'm actually really curious to see what they do with Devitt.
Okay.
Just because I've never actually seen, or I should say, I haven't seen a lot of Prince Devitt. And so I'm very, very interested to see how much of his original gimmick on the indies they let him keep. Because if you're not familiar with Prince Devitt, what he does is he does body paint. And he paints himself as comic book characters, usually Venom or Carnage, whichever he prefers, and wrestles in it. And I know he's extremely talented, but I'm just kind of curious to see if they let him do the body paint or how they adapt the gimmick to NXT. Steen is kind of one of those, I'm curious to see how he fits into the product, because he could either fit really well or he could kind of be like Chris Hero and fizzle out.
Right, and that's why I was most intrigued, just to see how well he adapts to NXT and WWE, because he could adapt or he could perish. You know.
Right.
Evolution.
Evolution, but...
William Regal has a...
yeah, Kenta looks like he's going to be a very good addition. I'm very interested to see actually what he does on the main roster.
Yeah, William Regal had a big old smile on his face when Kenta came to the ring. Just want to point that out, since it's airing right now, as we're talking about it. So, Kenta made his statement, and while a couple angry folks came out, known as the Ascension, and they came out and they attacked Hideo. They knocked him out of the ring. The Ascension said they're in a bad mood and they want a rematch. Basically telling William Regal this. And then, well, Hideo takes off his jacket and he's ready for a fight, and he takes out Victor and Connor and sends the Ascension packing. Grabs a chair, drops kicks them out of the ring, gets the chair, sits down in the chair, and says, basically, come get it. Come in my ring. Basically, she wants a fight.
Yeah, he's not going to take this lying down.
And him, he was impressive.
Any man that can kick like that in skinny jeans, that's impressive.
Take notes, Batista.
Yeah, take notes, dude. That's how you kick somebody's butt and not split your pants.
It was a great debut. They made him feel like, as I said, make him feel like a big deal, and he is. And it's a big deal to have him on NXT. It aired live in Japan for the first time ever, and he'll be starting up on NXT TV starting next week.
Yes, which makes you wonder how soon Devitt and Steen are going to show up on NXT TV.
I would say they're going to be spread out a little bit, I would assume. Just a little bit. Maybe a few weeks apart.
Something like that. I was actually surprised they did not show up tonight.
Yeah, but Hunter made the comment, basically, they're all going to get special treatment. They're going to make them seem all like a big deal.
And that's what you want.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you can tell Hunter was behind this one, and he made it count.
Made it look really, really good. Speaking of making things count, our next contest, Bull Dempsey took on Mojo Rawley, and they didn't let each other take a breath in this one. They just went out and they beat on each other from the very start of this match. They just beat on each other back and forth, and Bull took control with shots to the corner. Hard Irish with Mojo 12 breaks. Tackled Bull late in some shots and backed him in the corner. Mojo continues laying shots until Bull takes him down and then goes right to the top rope. Top rope headbutt by Bull Dempsey. Yes, the flying Bull himself, Bull Dempsey, wins with the top rope headbutt. And then after the match, laid him out with another headbutt as well. So the love child of the Wyatt family, the White Taz himself, picked up the win over Mr. Green Tights, Mojo Rawley.
And he bloodied Mojo Rawley
Yes, he did. So this was a physical minute match. I haven't been very impressed with Bull Dempsey. This had me a little bit more impressed by him. A little bit. Not much, but a little bit more than I've been. So, he's on the right track. He has a long ways to go, though.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He was a little bit more impressive tonight. I just wish the squash match had been maybe a little bit longer, not so much a squash. But yeah, he was at least impressive tonight, which is what you want. I just kind of felt bad for Mojo. Because I like Mojo. I think Mojo's kind of fun.
Yeah, and then for those people who want Bull Dempsey versus Brock Lesnar, you know.
That's about 5 years away.
If that, if not longer.
Yeah, it just, no. No to that. No. That's not going to happen.
No. So, after that, I told you about the headbutt. We then go backstage, Cass and Enzo are talking. And Enzo wants, I want to see someone bald. I want to see someone bald.
He won the match. He wants to see someone bald.
I came here to see someone bald, and that's what he wants. And they're just walking around backstage, and, well, they find the Wii. And he has a towel over his head. LaFleur is talking with him. They take out LaFleur, and, well, they get hold of the Wii. They put him on their shoulder, drag him to the ring, towel on head, get him in the ring, the beat up on him a little bit, atomic drop. Yanks towel off his head, and, well, he's all left with just little patches on his head, and of hair on his head, and no eyebrows.
Yeah, the eyebrows were nice. Nice touch.
Seeing as they dumped the cream that burns off your hair, yeah.
Over his face? Yeah.
Yeah. So he is now bald. B-A-W-L-D.
Yes.
Bald.
Bald. Yeah, that was a really nice touch with the eyebrows. They did a good job selling it. The feud between Enzo and LaFleur is obviously going to continue. The only thing is you could tell they had just shaved him because, hair removal cream, that's not what your hair, that's not what your skin looks like after you use it.
No.
Pointing that out, you don't see the witness mark, basically, of where your hair was. It's supposed to just take it away and you don't see it anymore. So, you could tell they had shaved him as opposed to using actual hair removal cream, which is fine. But yeah, it's like they did a really nice job making it look patchy, making it look really ugly. And like I said, eyebrows were perfect. Because I was actually sitting there wondering that when the bucket went on his head, I'm like, I wonder if they're going to shave the eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, according to our overseas listener, who's joining us live tonight, they actually teased Louis getting shaved last week if we spoke French, and sadly, no speaking the Frenches.
I speak a little French, but not fluent, not enough to understand it, so.
Yeah, that's probably kind of, I missed it. You gotta study up in your French. Come on now.
I'm studying Spanish right now, so.
Not Canadian, eh?
No.
No.
Not speaking the Canadianese.
It's very hard. You just spell words incorrectly and go, eh, don't you know?
Well, I can do that.
Apparently he asked LaFleur, your hair or my hair? Well, again, would pay to speak French. Subtitles, people. Subtitles. Be helpful. Anyway, in what was going to probably be my match tonight. NXT Women's Championship's on the line. Charlotte took on Bayley. Oh my god, this match was fantastic.
This was the best showing from Bayley that I have ever seen.
Because they actually gave her time, and this was, if you want to talk about, you got the big old heel against the underdog babyface that the crowd wants to win. This was your match.
This was tremendous to see. Now, Bayley went in there. Bayley was not taking any of Charlotte's crap. She just went right for her. The two were physical. They went back and forth. There were a lot of false finishes in this match. They felt each other out, and they were actually very evenly matched, which is what you want to see.
Yes, you do. And a couple of notes in going into the match. Bayley has new music.
She has streamers.
And her ring, I guess, jacket attire now has streamers.
It's awesome.
Kind of very awesome. So Bayley has the crowd behind her. Bayley's going to hug you chant right out of the gate. Charlotte charged Bayley, and Bayley moved. Then Charlotte went, all right, I'll give you a handshake. It's what you wanted, Bayley. You wanted this handshake. I'll give it to you. And, well, Bayley, no handshake. Drove her in the corner, hammers her shoulders, drives her head repeatedly into the top rope, top turnbuckle. Charlotte fired back with hard chops. They went physical right out of the gate. Bayley comes off the ropes with a cross body for a one count. Spinning back elbows to the back of Charlotte for a two count. Charlotte comes back, but Bayley counters, goes for a backslide, but Charlotte overpowered Bayley and dropped her, I guess, with a modified backbreaker of sorts, neckbreaker, backbreaker of sorts. Charlotte then locked in the figure four headlock, drove her head into the mat, wore her down, nice drop kick, flung one of the headbands, I guess, out into the crowd. Crowd booed at that. Because you don't touch Bayley's headbands. How dare you?
You don't.
She then stomped her away in the corner. Charlotte locked in the figure four headlock again and more aggressively drove her into the mat. Fans were really getting behind Bayley at this point. They were cheering her on, chanting for Bayley. Bayley got rolled up. Bayley reversed it. Bayley went for a sunset flip. Charlotte rolled through, goes for the figure four, but inside cradle by Bayley for a two count. Another drop kick by Charlotte. Bayley went for another roll up for a two count, but every time Bayley made a comeback, Charlotte took her down. Fans continued to chant Bayley's name, getting her behind her, trying to rally her back up. Charlotte did a fantastic job playing as the heel, playing to the crowd for a while, which was very, very nice to done. She shoved Bayley backwards. Bayley comes back with a big, big shove and a big forearm by Bayley, driving her in the corner. Bayley charged in, but Charlotte moved and drove her into the mat, which looked like it really, really hurt. Charlotte got caught on goes to the top rope, gets caught. Bayley brings her back down. They shove each other a little bit. Charlotte gets her on the top rope, put on the top rope of Bayley. Hurricanrana by Bayley for a long, long two count. Almost had a new champion right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
They battle back and forth a little bit longer, but Bayley gets thrown into the bottom turnbuckle, gets put out. Charlotte goes for the moonsault. It connects, kind of, for a two count. Then what they now call natural selection, the what was bow down to the queen, Charlotte wins and is still the NXT Women's Champion.
I'll get to the question in the chat room in a second. Again, this was a great match. There were a couple rough spots in the match. You could tell they both still need work. But this was the best effort from Bayley that I have seen to date. She really went out there. She really wanted it. And she really proved that she deserves to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody kind of takes Bayley lightly. Because, you know, she's fun. She has the goofy entrance. She has the goofy music. She's just... She's not, when you look at her, you don't take her seriously. I think a lot of people are going to take Bayley much more seriously now than they have in the past because of this match, because she went out there and she stood toe to toe with Charlotte. She didn't win, but by God, she stood toe to toe with Charlotte and she took it to Charlotte.
Oh, yes. And as announced later on the post-show, she earned Charlotte's respect.
She did.
We'll get to the question in a second. Charlotte celebrated. Sasha Banks came out, taunted Bayley, slapped her around, laid her with right hand. Charlotte pulled Sasha off, basically had Bayley's back, and that was the first sign that basically Charlotte and Bayley have respect for one another. Now, the question was asked to you. I know you love Bayley, and so do I as a character. Do you think her present entrance and persona could make it on the big stage, or would she suffer the Adam Rose effect?
I think it could, because the difference between Bayley and Adam Rose is Bayley is very endearing. And
she's the ultimate underdog.
She really is, and she's somebody that she's really a good role model for girls and for guys as well. She's a genuinely good role model. When you see her, it's, you know, Charlotte's been bearing down with her. Charlotte's been bullying her. Charlotte's been pushing against her. And Bayley's like, you know what? No, I'm not going to take your crap. I'm here to win. I'm here to beat you. You don't think I can, but I'm coming for your title. And she proved that she was coming for the title tonight. She didn't succeed, but she did everything she could to. So that's a very endearing quality of the character that could translate very well across the big stage. And in terms of, you know, the entrance, it's fun. The music, the lights, the, you know, inflatable tube men, all of that. It's visual. It's something that a lot of kids could probably latch onto. And if you're looking to sell her to a younger demographic, she's really the perfect person to sell them, you know, sell to, because they'll latch onto her.
And Bayley's not about the entrance. She's a great entrance, but the difference between Adam Rose and Bayley is Adam Rose was entrance before wrestling. Bayley's wrestling before entrance.
The thing with Adam Rose is Adam Rose debuted. He made an instant splash. He trended worldwide on Twitter. He had a massive reaction. And WWE went, this has to go up to Raw. This has to go up to Raw right now, because they thought that they had something with it. And Rose's entrance does not translate as well on a bigger stage as it does with NXT. Mainly because, you know, the party crowd isn't as big.
Adam Rose is the works well in 500-seat arena.
Right, as opposed to, you know, a 5,000-seat arena. Bayley's entrance would actually benefit a little bit from having a larger stage, because the tube in would have more room to move, and it would just look more impressive with the lights and the screens and everything like that. So in terms of her entrance, it would do her entrance good, and I think she's somebody that she would do better on the main stage, because people would connect to her. She's just that type of person that when you look at her, you smile.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She lights up a room, and she's very fun to get behind. And, like, one of the biggest things, at least for me, when NXT started, I wanted to see more of Bayley. When we got the network, that was one of my priorities, seeing Bayley in action, because you heard a lot, just couldn't see it. And now that I've seen it, it's like, wow, I'm impressed. And she's improving week after week after week. And tonight's match with Charlotte, fantastic. Those two women, like, Natty and Charlotte had a great match. That was a technical back and forth match. This match was like the total opposite, because it was the true underdog story. The underdog didn't get the win, but she earned the bully's respect. And that's the story you tell. And that story translates no matter whether you're male or female, little or small, young or old, that's the story that translates.
Yeah, and it's something of Bayley stood her ground. Bayley went out there and did what she said she was going to do. She did everything she could to try and take Charlotte's title. And there's nothing saying that in the future, Bayley won't succeed. And when Bayley and Charlotte meet again, because they will, let's be honest, Bayley may succeed this time.
Yeah.
So, and Charlotte will take her more seriously, and that's what you want. So, right away, in terms of the question, I think Bayley would be more successful than Adam Rose. Just because when they brought Adam Rose up, he, like Rock said, he was all entrance and he's really no substance. There's really no, nothing to the character beyond he's a party guy.
Speaking of Bailey, here she comes down to the ring.
Go, Bailey, go! But yeah, so it's, yeah, she would do better. And the thing is Hunter will ensure that she does better because she's one of the more longer term projects. And I'm sure if Hunter could make Rose work, he would. But it's just something of the gimmick needs more work, and that's why he's still down in NXT. He hasn't been called up fully yet. So they're still working on Adam Rose. They're still trying to develop Adam Rose and make him into something. And eventually he may become something. You never know.
And Bailey, she connects to the young girls with the headbands.
Yeah, she connects. She actually has a huge following in NXT, so it's something of, it's, she will endure herself to you. And like Rock says, she lights up the room. You smile when you see Bailey because she's just fun. You know, and she's literally the type of person that you want to hang out with. That's, if you, you know, I've always felt that if you can see yourself hanging out with that type of character, hanging out with a wrestling character, that they're going to work. Because you can see yourself with them. You can connect to them. They're real. They're not some goofy gimmick. They're not some unbelievable gimmick. You're trying not to lose your shit right now, aren't you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing I didn't notice from the first time. Not only do they put the graphic on the thing, they use it for the entrance videos, too.
Yeah. You didn't see that?
I was taking notes. As you can tell, I have a lot of notes. That's the first time I noticed that.
But yeah, so I think she's a role model for young girls and for kids in general. They'll latch on to her, especially if they bring the gimmick up as it is right now. And also for geeks everywhere, they'll latch on to her as well. So I think Bailey will be more successful than Adam Rose.
Now we have moved to the main event.
Holy Jesus, this match.
NXT Champion Jump is online. Adrian Neville defends against Tyler Breeze, Sami Zayn, and Tyson Kidd. And right off the jump, Natty's wife chant from the crowd. We had a stand.
Less them,
yeah. I love this crowd for no other reason, and we'll get to it here in a bit because it's in my notes and I want to talk about. So we had an Ole chant, all four men stand off. Heels make the first attack, and they fight to the outside of the ring as Zayn and Breeze square off. While Neville and Kidd do the same, Zayn and Neville roll into the ring, have a stare down before the heels attack again, and all four men roll to the outside. Zayn hit Breeze with the phone, and then took a selfie. Like, hey, here I am, cool, awesome. Put the phone back in the ring. Zayn went for the Kochi clutch. I think I'm saying it wrong, but either way, on Kidd in the ring, but Breeze broke it. And Neville pulled Breeze outside, takes him up the ramp. Kidd clips the leg of Neville from behind as they hit the top of the ramp. Breeze and Kidd hit double suplex on Neville on the top of the ramp, where he first really knows what the ramp changed a little bit. Double suplex on the steel ramp to Zayn, which had, ow, my back. Kidd brings Zayn back into the ring as Breeze and Kidd work over Zayn for a bit. Natty battles, Natty's better chance starts by the crowd as Breeze and Kidd continue to work over Zayn. Let's see. Natty's better. Neville will try to get in the ring because Kidd kicks Zayn out of the ring, fires back, but it was short-lived. Breeze went for the cover, but Kidd pulled him off. Kidd eventually, with a kick, knocking Breeze out of the ring, and the whole point of this was Neville continues to try to get in the ring, but gets taken out over and over and over again, which was very nice storytelling.
Oh, it was. It's keep him out of the ring, keep him on his feet, make sure he can't fly.
Right. Kidd has Zayn in the ropes, dropped the leg for a long two count, which is the move where he has him stretched out across the ropes. Zayn gets tied up in the tree of woe by Kidd, and then Kidd knocked Neville out of the ring, but then nailed him with a big kick to the head, then a running drop kick for a two count. Kidd lays in shots in the corner on Zayn, and then locked in a chin lock for a little bit. Neville finally gets in the ring, but quickly gets dumped out, but gets right back in and starts to take it out on Tyson Kidd. Tyler Breeze comes in and takes out Neville, but Zayn connects with a big drop kick on Breeze. Zayn goes for a big dive, but Neville steps in the way and says, no, 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 no. Springboard moonsault by Mr. Neville down onto Breeze and Kidd. Neville and Zayn then square off. Neville connects with a running drop kick. Neville seemed like he got dropped on his head a little bit. When he was trying for some sort of powerbomb type of thing. Kidd back in the ring, puts Neville on the top rope. Neville gets knocked out by Lawrence Zane. Kidd with the fisherman's neck breaker for a long two count. Kidd goes for the sharpshooter, gets rolled through. Kidd goes through it again, gets rolled through it again. But got countered. Kidd with it goes for the springboard elbow, but Zane got his knees up. Zane charges the Kidd. Breeze hit the beauty shot. And I actually took out all three men and repeated covers, but couldn't keep the men down. Then, with a really good match happening, about a handful of fans chant, CM Punk.
Oh, God.
But this crowd earned my respect, because the rest of the crowd booed them. And that CM Punk chant went away. It's well done by this crowd. You don't... Okay. Don't ruin a match with a CM Punk chant. You know, this is a tremendous match. Don't ruin it. Okay? Cool. That's another PSA. Stop the CM Punk chant.
Yeah, that... You know, it's something of... It doesn't have any bearing on this match. One, it's a good match. It's a really good match.
And things were picking up here.
And things were really starting to pick up here. And two, he's not in the match. I think it's like he left of his own volition. He's gone. He's not even under contract anymore. It's just like when people chant CM Punk at AJ. It's like he's gone. You know, just because she's married to him doesn't mean anything. He's not going to come back.
Right. We then had a 999 chant, a little one, small one. And then we had the Tower of Doom. Because you had the two guys on the top row for a superplex. But then Sami Zayn came in and did the whole Tower of Doom, superplex, powerbomb, bam, all four men down. Whew. Fans then chanted, this is wrestling. Zayn works over Kidd in the corner, hard shot. Zayn charged in at Neville, but got kicked right in the face. Neville goes to the top rope. Kidd stops him for a second, but hits. Neville was able to hit the shooting star press on... To Sami Zayn by Adrian Neville. Neville got tossed out. Breeze went for the cover. One, two, three. No, kick out. Breeze then lines up Zayn, but missed the beauty shot, but got locked in Kidd's sharp shooter. Breeze is about to tap out in one of the best spots of the match. Neville slides in and stops the hand from tapping out.
Oh, Adrian. Adrian, you're so smooth.
Sami Zayn came in and broke it up. Zayn and Neville exchanged forearm shots. They were just laying into one another like they've done probably 1,000 times in their careers. Before I continue, is it wrong I want a section of the crowd to chant left after a CM Punk chant? Yes, that would be funny.
That would be hilarious. Somebody needs to start doing that. Please start doing that.
That would be funny. Whoever sent that in, that would be funny. User 1851. Three in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, come to wildtalkradio.com. Patent pending. Yes, very much so. So they're battling back and forth. We hit the exploder. Zayn backdrop Neville to the outside. Exploder suplex in the corner by Zayn to Kidd. Then Zayn looked like he was going to charge in at Kidd, but dove to the outside, sending Neville over the guardrail. Tornado DDT on Breeze on the outside. The Yakuza kick by Zayn. He's all ready. One, two, three. No, Neville pulled the ref out.
Adrian, what are you doing, son?
He's saving his title. That's what he's doing. And these two men had a stare down. It's like, how dare you cost me the title?
Oh, Zayn was so pissed.
Well, it's my title. Why, you know.
That was a Bo Dallas move right there, Adrian.
Yeah, it was. So Zayn comes to the outside. They exchange words and a super kick to Sami Zayn by one Neville. Adrian Neville goes to the top rope. Red Arrow on Tyson Kidd. Your winner and still NXT champion, Adrian Neville. Bravo, 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 bravo. This match was great.
This is a great match. I'm not even mad that Neville won, because, yeah, this was... There were so many wonderful spots. They put their bodies on the line for it. They just... Like I said, the wonderful thing about the NXT shows is that they go for it. Every time. They may not go for it every week on TV, but when they get a two-hour special, you better believe they are going to put everything they have into it. And it shows.
These guys got about 25 minutes tonight and tore the house down.
Oh, yeah. This main event delivered, and it was wonderful to see. And Neville proved he deserves to be the champion, but so did Zayn. So did Breeze. So did Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't want Kid to have the title. Which, by the way, I should note, Kid is in the opener, so they do actually have long-term plans for him as well in NXT.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been in the opener.
And by the way, just to point out to somebody said that it's... They managed to get a good crowd for NXT versus the Impact Zone. The difference between the two is the Impact Zone is in Universal Studios, so you actually have to pay to get into Universal Studios to get to the Impact Zone, whereas NXT is at Full Sail University, and you just buy tickets at Full Sail and you go in.
Yeah.
And the tickets for Full Sail...
$10.
Yeah, they're like $10. So it's infinitely cheaper to go to Full Sail than it is to go to Impact.
So, there you go. That was a fantastic two-hour show. Again, said at the very top of this show about 2 hours ago, I was worn out after this show. You don't say that often. But every three NXT live specials, three times worn out after. It's like, they blow, because it's non-stop fighting. It's 2 hours of entertainment. It's not 3 hours. It's 2 hours. You enjoy it. Again, $9.99 on WWE Network. It's fantastic.
Oh, this was worth every penny. NXT usually is. There's very few weeks that we sit here and we go, wow, that was crap. My only complaint about NXT is that it's too short. I wish they would take it out to like an hour and a half.
Yeah, 2 hours would be too long. 90 minutes would be perfect.
Yeah, I wish they would take NXT out to 90 minutes just so you could get longer matches and more stories in there. Because usually it's bam, you know, match after match after match, a little bit of backstage stuff, main event kind of thing. I'd like to see them get about 90 minutes to expand it out. Because when they get the two-hour format like this, they can fit a lot into it. And it's so much nicer because you get the longer matches and you get to actually see what these people can do and what they're capable of. And that's what you really want.
It really is. And one thing we've learned tonight, personas have changed. Charlotte's no longer... Charlotte has, you know, warmed up a little bit to Bayley. Adrian Neville has, well, maybe gone a little bit on the darker side, a little bit more heelish.
Adrian Neville's taking a page out of the Bo Dallas playbook.
Might just possibly be doing that. So the ascension went from these tough guys that are babyfaces to champions. Now they're pissed off and they may be on the bad side a little bit.
Well, to be fair, I think they were always heels. It's just the crowd chanted for them. That crowd in Orlando loves the ascension. But they've always been heels.
But again, beating up squash people, you really can't tell.
Yeah, beating up squash people, you really can't tell. But you can tell based on their attitudes.
Oh, yeah.
They're heel.
Oh, yeah. And tonight was more of an evident thing there. To do some housekeeping, Bull Dempsey versus Mojo Rawley. We both picked Bull Dempsey. Got that one right.
Woohoo!
Hair Enzo Mori versus Sylvester Lafort. We both picked Sylvester Lafort. We got that one wrong.
Actually, technically, we picked Lafort to lose.
No, I picked Enzo to lose. I wanted Enzo to get his head shaved.
Did I pick Enzo to lose?
Yeah, that's because King Kane has Sylvester Lafort winning for you. So unless you didn't, and he got it wrong, but you
we'd have to go back and listen, and honestly, I don't really care.
NXT Tag Titles, Ascension versus Kalisto and Sin Cara. She went with Ascension, I went with the Lucha Dragons. Hey, I got that one right.
Well done.
Bayley, we both picked for the women's title. Got that one wrong. And Tyler Breeze for the world title. We both got that one wrong. So I went 2-3. You went 1-4.
Eh.
I'm okay with this.
I'm totally okay with this.
Fun show. Fun 2 hours. Very enjoyable. Very, very enjoyable.
Yeah, I always look forward to these shows. We only get them about once a quarter, but when we do, they're always a fun watch because it's just something different. It's something refreshing, and it's just fun.
Hey, look who decided to name himself Mr. Cowboy.
Oh, he's hiding under an assumed name. I see how it is, because, you know, he doesn't want to take the crap from us, huh?
Uh-huh.
You're spying on us.
See, we knew he was the mole all along.
Mole!
Really fun last special. Acer says, yes, I agree. It was really fun. It didn't have the match of the year like a couple of the other shows did. But it was really, really...
Zayn versus Cesaro, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so, there you go. Fun night. Very, very fun night.
Yes, amazing show.
Yes, Kinkins, I knew it was you, by the way. Anyway. You know, it was him who did the Punk Left chant.
It was. But on that note, I say we wrap this up for the evening.
Yeah.
So that means you have stuff to plug.
I know, I was taking a breath. Hold on. Jesus. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR on Facebook.com/cigarette butts and mandanas. Hashtag Blame Rob is in full effect this week. As is every week, and he's on a run this week. Let's just put it there. We'll have the weird news. We'll have NXT pick 'em and football picks. See how good they did last week and where they're going from there. No, you don't get the horn. Before that, he'll get the horn for Cards Get Shmatty right before CB Radio midnight-ish right here on the Wild Talk Radio. We're Cards around 10. Sunday is WTR Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason Omega. They'll be previewing WWE Night of Champions. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio, at WTR Sunday Night at Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Monday, it's a Raw post show right after Monday Night Raw, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we'll be joined by the one, the only, the best-selling author known as Brian Shields. As we mentioned at the top of each hour, we'll be giving away a copy of 30 Years of WrestleMania next week for the WTR Pick'em Challenge for Night of Champions. So get involved with that. Official rules to come on WildTalkRadio.com and the Facebook and Twitter pages as well. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out WTRProductions.com. And remember, you can get the show on iTunes. Just search for The Rack or Wild Talk Radio Network. And as always, listen live on the go on TuneIn Radio. Search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And on Stitcher, get the archives. Again, Wild Talk Radio Network or Rack Radio Show for this show.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwardsdesigns.com. Check that out. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And, of course, we'd like to, again, extend a huge thanks to WWE and Eva Marie for coming on to the show tonight. Always a pleasure to talk to the divas. If you missed it, you definitely want to go back and listen to it because it was a lot of fun to speak with her. And speaking of a lot of fun, don't forget our fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans, and of course, YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your wrestling action figure needs. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. We will see you next week with Brian Shields. But until then, bye!